Last week, students from Puente de Hoyo Elementary School in Flagstaff gathered in the school gym to watch the launch of the Maven spacecraft. The unmanned craft will orbit Mars, collecting research on its atmosphere. For fifth graders like Tanya, it was one of the most exciting days she's ever had at school.
I usually wake up in the morning and I'm like, oh, I don't want to go to school today. Today was like a Monday that I wanted to get up more.
NASA officials say the Maven will collect data to see how the planet's atmosphere and climate have changed over the years. Puente de Hoyo is a trilingual school focusing on English, Spanish, and Diné, a native Navajo language. It was chosen for the project through a NASA grant awarded to the Indigenous Education Institute. Fifth grade teacher Luis Mello says some native communities have a very spiritual connection to space.
What I think is they're trying to create the link between what the beliefs from these groups are and what these new discoveries are, and then try to put them together to make, you know, a new way of thinking about space and what's going on in real life today.
The other Arizona school chosen was the Star School. It's located near the Navajo Nation and is the country's first completely solar-powered school. NASA officials say the Maven will likely arrive at the Red Planet in September 2014. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Justin Regan in Flagstaff.